We continue Be'ezer Hashem Yisburach, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Hilchos Shabbos, Siman Pei, Sif Pei Zayin. Us Lashmiya Kol Shashir B'Shabbos B'Kli. One may not make music on Shabbos with a instrument, a Be'varov, or with one of his organs of his body, Chutz B'Biv, and only singing is mutter. And the halacha that one may not have music on Shabbos played doesn't only apply with Jews playing instrument, but even if there's a celebration on Shabbos, one may not ask non-Jewish musicians to play on Shabbos. Included in that is also setting up that music should be on Shabbos. You'll set up with a Shabbos clock that music should play off a machine. That also is prohibited on Shabbos. It's included in Av Shemilsa, doing something in a public way that people won't necessarily realize is not being done in a prohibited manner. It's included in Uvdin D'chol, and there's also the whole concern of playing music on Shabbos really emanates because you may fix the instrument. And that concern applies by when you have it coming from a machine. What happens if the machine breaks or if it gets unplugged, and therefore it's the opinion of the Aruch HaShulchan, the Mecha Shloima, Shloima Zalman Orbach, that one cannot have music play in any of these fashions. Afilo Hakas Bet Spice of Zel Zeh, to have somebody snap his fingers or bang on something, that Lashmir Kol, with the purpose of making music or sounds, is Osir. Or Lakashkish Be'egers or Beguz, if somebody wants to shake something to quiet down a child, is also usher. The Paiskim say that if children play with different toys on Shabbos that make noise, and they're obviously not interested in making noise, they're just the toy that they're playing with, then one could be more lenient, and even an adult could give a child such a toy, and again, even to make different types of sounds, because to quiet down a child is permissible. Again, if it could be done with a shinui in not the normal fashion, then there's more reason that's preferable. One shouldn't clap. We shouldn't dance. But if we're doing it, then we may clap and dance. The gamma isolatinic b'shushloyivka, somebody's making this noise, as we just discussed, because a child shouldn't cry. A meichin, we don't have to stop kivin sheish matirim. In this question of the clapping, there are paiskim that are lenient. They say that, as we said a moment ago, the reason Chazal were concerned about music is shloyisakin klei shir. You may come to fix the instrument. But clapping is so not connected to anything that's done through a musical instrument. That's why we could be lenient. Specifically, the Paiskim say, when you're doing it l'kavod simcha, the chasan kala, or you're doing it because you're saying shiris v'shish bachas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you're clapping, so when you're singing zmiris, there are those that are lenient in this situation. Making sound not in a musical way is permissible. That's why you let a knock on the door, in order that the door should be opened for you. Says the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Shav Pikein, even though you let a knock on the door, we shouldn't use something which is meant to make noise. If there is some sort of a clapper attached to your door, again, these are all different types of instruments that were used to knock on the door. These clocks, that they ring or make noise every hour, by pushing something, apparently there were clocks that you could get them to make a noise, Ein lasses kem b'shas v'yontif, you shouldn't use them on Shabbos v'yontif. And a door that has a clapper, a door that has a bell, not an electric bell, but a bell, old-fashioned bell, one should be careful that that should be dismantled before Shabbos, because every time somebody's going to knock on your door or enter your house, you're going to cause that bell to shake and make noise, which is also on Shabbos. Sif pei tes, hamishamish pei is roim nechayev oif, if somebody's guarding different things from animals, layis b'kaf al kaf, he shouldn't clap to chase them away. Raising your voice to cause them to fly away or walk away is permissible. V'lehitbach b'kaf l'yireka, nor should you clap with your hand on your body. V'lehirakit b'raglov, or you shouldn't clap, stamp with your feet. K'dei lavricham, to chase them away. K'derach sho'oysa b'chol. And the reason the Mishnah Berurah says that this is prohibited, because Chazal were concerned that if this will be done, you may come to pick something up in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim to throw at them to chase them away. And the Magen Avraham suggests that if we live in a place where there's no Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, then we can maybe be more lenient. Moreover, if you're doing it in a situation where there's a question of danger, that if you won't chase away the animal, you may be in a situation of danger, then again, there's more reason for leniency. Sif tzadik emesachkin bagoizel kiyotz b'magab karka. One may not roll nuts on the earth. Afilim rutzof, even if it's earth that has a straight flat floor. Makamakum ein tzor ein limchus b'nosh b'ktanim. We should not stop children who are playing that way. V'fishibavade lo yishmu. They won't listen to us when we tell them not to do so. It's better that they should be shaggy. Again, there are two conditions, say the Paiskim, when we say Mutav Shei Shaggy Vayim Azidim. One is when we know that they won't listen to what we say. And two is when we're dealing with a Drabonin. And this is the situation here where it's only a Drabonin on a floor that's not made out of earth. There's no Yishvui Gumas. There's nothing to worry about making the floor flat. And the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says, we know that they won't listen. Sif Tzadik Alev, Inyan Kippur Begodim, when it comes to folding clothing, Yash Har B'Chiluk Adinim, there are many opinions and many rules. Ve'en L'Kapel Shum Begit, and therefore it's best not to fold clothing. The Yisra of folding clothing is either Masakin, you're fixing the clothing, or you're preparing something from Shabbos for weekday. But if you fold something not along the lines, not along the original fold, then we could be lenient. That those that say even that should not be done if it's not being done with Tzarek Shabbos. So if you take off the talus that you wear only on Shabbos, even if you fold it not along the folds, but whatever you're doing is not for Shabbos, you're not going to wear this talus on Shabbos again. And the same question comes up in folding tablecloths, that those that take a strict approach and those that say as long as you're not doing it along the lines, then it's permissible. To hang up a suit along the crease of the pants, that is permissible. Or you wear a hat and somehow the hat got banged in and you want to just straighten it out, that is permissible. And to put a hat, for example, back into a hat box is also permissible. Sifts are the base. Talish nachs by or. If chas v'shalom one's garment was on fire, muta lishbach shamash and shlebi makamesh, you can't pour water directly over the fire because that would be considered that you're extinguishing the fire. But you could put water on another part of that garment, kadesh tagiel makam amashkin, then when the fire will reach that spot, tichbe will become extinguished. Avamayim also lishbachalav, it's not water, only other liquids. Sif tzadik gimel, ematzina samita mishabbos lamatzah Shabbos. One is not allowed to set a bed on Shabbos from matzah Shabbos. Abishyesh shos b'yoyim, even though there is time on Shabbos where you could still lay down on the bed, still, it is not your intention to sleep on this bed till Matzah Shabbos. Harei Yumechem Shabbos L'chol. So what you're doing is from Shabbos L'chol, and it's Usur. And the reason why we have to be so concerned, explains the Mishnah Berurah, one is that you're not allowed to do anything on Shabbos that isn't L'tzorech Shabbos, that isn't necessary for Shabbos. And the other reason is L'usur de Shabbos. It means that you're not showing Shabbos the proper respect if you're spending time on Shabbos and preparing for during the week. However, if a bed you have in a public place in the house and the bed is not made, makes the house not look not neat. So even though you're not going to be sleeping on this bed again on Shabbos, but making it neat where it's in your house on Shabbos, then there's room to be makel. And it's not, and some people suggest that it's not only the bed that's in the dining room or the living room, but anywhere in the house. One wants his house to look neat on Shabbos. And therefore, doing something like that is not considered as if you're doing it for after Shabbos. Again, the same would be regarding cleaning a shul, taking off the sforim, the sidurim from the tables on the shul. Even you're doing it not for Shabbos. It could be on the table on Shabbos, but it's not covered. It's not respectful that the shul should look messy with all the sforim and sidurim on the table, chumashim, and therefore there's room to be lenient. And that's why the Paiskim suggest, the Shmir Shabbos Kluchasai suggest, that you have to be careful to do it during Shabbos, but to do it in the last minutes of Shabbos, then we have to be more concerned. Certainly anything that's being done for Shal Shudas, we're allowed to do it, because Shal Shudas is very much part of Shabbos. And again, if what you're doing is for the benefit of Shabbos, if what you're doing it for the benefit of mitzvah, then we're allowed to do these different activities that would otherwise be prohibited. Simitz Pe'alef Abur Shuyas L'Shabbos. We begin now to learn the halachas of carrying on Shabbos. The Torah says, Yitzav Moshe V'Yivir Kol B'machne Ish V'Ish Ayas Oid Melacha L'Trumas HaKadosh V'Yichole Ha'am Mehavi. So we see that the people used to bring their donations for the Mishkan from their homes, which were the Rishus HaYochid, to Moshe Rabbeinu, who was in the Rishus HaRabim. And Moshe Rabbeinu says that this should not be done. In other words, carrying is considered a malacha that was done in the Mishkan. And we know that anything that was done in the Mishkan is considered a malacha that may not be done on Shabbos. So it teaches us the Ketzer Shulchan Aruch Sif Aleph, Abur Rishuyos L'Shabbos. There are four distinct areas for Shabbos: Rishus Yochid, Rishus HaRabim, Karmel Samakim Ptor, V'Nevar Mehem, V'Ak Tzas Mehem Ktzora. We will review the halachas briefly. What is the definition of Rishus HaYochid? It has to be at least the size of 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim. Because that's considered a significant area, that's a workable, usable area. It has to have walls around it, partitions around it, that are at least 10 tefachim tall. They don't have to be complete. We'll speak about that later. For Choritz Amakasar, if there's a ditch, a hole that's 10 tefachim deep, V'rochav Arba Mechitza, V'rochav Arba Tefachim, and it's wide 4 tefachim, Gamkein Dina Mechitza. V'chein Bar, a pit, Sh'amakasar, that's 10 tefachim deep, V'rochav Arba Al Arba. V'chein Tel, a mound, Sh'gvay Asar, V'rochav Arba Al Arba. V'filu Kli, even if we have a piece of equipment, Kigoyin Teva, like a box, Im Gavaya Soritz, that's 10 tefachim tall, Oy Chavish Yegul, a round barrel, V'yeshboi L'Rabeya Arba L'Arba, in that circumference, you could have a square of 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim, Kol Elu Afilo Hein B'Rishus Rabim, all these types of areas, even if they're situated in Rishus Rabim or B'Karmelis, but since they have the required dimensions, Harei and Echlokas L'Atzman, they're considered independent Rishus, Ve'im Rishus HaYochid. V'ava Rishus HaYochid, and the airspace above the Rishus HaYochid is also considered like a Rishus HaYochid, and it goes up Adler Rekia all the way up to the sky. V'chitzis Atzmam Shemekifas Rishus HaYochid, the partitions that encircle Rishus HaYochid, Al Gabeim, whatever is on top of those partitions, gam kein din rishus hayochid lahem, have the status of rishus hayochid. V'achayrim shemechitza sheklab rishus hayochid, the holes in the partitions, if there are holes in that partition, afilam eferosh me'eva le'eva, even if they go through all the way, kivin sheyoch l'shtamshem rishus hayochid, so they go all the way through to the rishus rabim, but since they're usable for somebody standing in the rishus hayochid, harehem b'tein la'atzla, they're considered the rishus hayochid, and the chasham rishus hayochid, they're considered like the rishus hayochid, v'hem rak klap echutz, but if they can't be used inside the rishus hayochid, they can only be used outside the rishus rabim, is bar b'sif shlachaze, then the halacha will, we will learn further what is the status of those chayrin.